Welcome back to Locked On Spurs, right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for KENS5 in San Antonio. Glad to have you back. So the news is out officially. Bryn Forbes is back in San Antonio. The Spurs made it official yesterday, announcing that Forbes is now wearing the silver and black once again. We're going to be diving into that. Now that it's official, how does he play into the rotation? Our guest thinks it's a very interesting pick. What is he going to bring to this team next season? Also, if we have some time, touch on some Spurs news and notes that you may have missed. And who is the guest today? You know him, you love him. He is Michael Jimenez of San Antonio Sports Star and co-host of the Sunday Sports Grill. Michael, I got to admit, I missed you, buddy. It's been a while since you've been on Locked On Spurs.
It has been a while, but I'm pretty excited. But not only the Sunday Sports Grill, but also the Fantasy Gods coming back this weekend.
That's
so
right.
Pretty excited about that.
I see you already giving out some fantasy tips. I'm noticing that.
Yeah, you know, people make fun of me a little bit because they think I'm a little full of myself for calling myself a fantasy god. But historically, I've done pretty well playing fantasy, man. You know, whether it be a snake league or an auction league, I do pretty well for myself. And that's where the name came from.
Well, I'm honored to have a god on this episode of Locked On Spurs. And you can follow Michael on Twitter at 210FantasyGod. Even the name right there, Michael, it just says it. You are a fantasy god.
I'm a little full of myself, I guess.
I take it your wife thinks that you're also a fantasy god. I mean, you do
oh,
have
a
that
god
Excel.
In many respects. I'm a husband god. I'm a father god. All sorts of things like that.
By the way, kudos on your daughter, LSU. I hear that you shared on social media that she is LSU bound. So kudos, buddy.
Yeah, it was her first week of school this week, man. It's been very exciting to see her grow. And I thought I wasn't going to cry throughout the whole process of her moving over there. But when I said my final goodbye, the waterworks came out and she started laughing at me. But I couldn't help it.
Hey, she's going to do a bang up job over there at LSU and get all those grades, get all involved, make you a very proud papa. But let's dive into today's topic. And that is Bryn Forbes. He is back. The NBA champion Bryn Forbes is wearing the silver and black uniform. Now, before we hit record on this episode, Michael, you and I were trying to, you know, see where you're going to go with this topic. I didn't want to step on your toes, but one thing you said to me, and I thought, you know what, that's great. Let's have Michael start it off. You said it was a very interesting signing for San Antonio. Why is
it interesting? Well, I thought it was very intriguing because I didn't think that it was going to happen again for some reason. And, you know, the Spurs had a lot of moves this offseason. You know, McDermott, you know, surprising everybody with the Joshua Primo pick. All sorts of things like that. But when I look at the Bryn Forbes signing, I was very intrigued by it because I think it was a very logical thing to do. And it's crazy because many Spurs fans did not want him on the team a couple of years ago and are now warming up to the fact of him coming back. And I found it to be very, very interesting because, you know, as fans, what we do is we take a look at who's available via free agency. And one of the things that we've all said about the Spurs is that the Spurs need shooting, especially with Patty Mills going to the Nets. So I kept on looking at that list of available free agents that were not only available, but also gettable. And I kept on looking at that name and circling it going, Bryn Forbes. It's Bryn Forbes. And when that announcement was made, I was both shocked and not surprised at the same time, if that makes any sense. But I'm kind of warming up to the fact that I'm glad that he's back in the silver and black. But It was very intriguing.
You know, we get why, X's and O's wise, he is back. You know, three-point shooting. That is what he is here for. The Spurs were, I mean, pretty bad from the three-point line last season, Michael. I mean, it was ugly. So he's bringing to bolster that. But you mentioned a name right now, Patty Mills. He's gone. Yeah. So you're looking at this roster saying, okay, so where's that Spurs culture going to come from? Patty Mills was it. Is it now Bryn Forbes?
In many ways, it can be. You know, he played with the Spurs for four seasons. He kind of, you know, he was undrafted, got developed, you know, made, you know, earned his way onto the team, earned his way not only onto the roster, but he started so many games. I mean, the 18-19 season, he started 81 of 82 games. The 19-20 season, he started almost every game he played as well. So he does have that corporate knowledge of the Spurs, and it goes back. So he's going to be somebody that I think is going to be an assistant coach on the team, if you will, while playing, you know, a player coach type of thing, because he can help translate the pop-isms to a lot of the younger players. And I know the Spurs have players on the roster who've been there for a while, like DeJounte Murray or Derek White. But I think Bryn Forbes brings that extra thing where he has not only been part of Pop's system, but he's also been part of a championship run. Now, I'm not saying that he was making, you know, he was playing a lot of minutes during the finals, but the fact of the matter is that he helped that team get there at Miami series. You know, he helped them get there in the first round. He did very, very well. And so he is a different person, I would assume, now than the day that he left. And it's fun to watch. It's fun to see.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like if he went on sabbatical. You know, he went out to get, you know, a little more seasoned. And what better way to get seasoned than going through a championship march the way he and the Bucks did? Now, look, you know, he has that Spurs culture. He's going to be what I would say, you know, the veteran now. I mean, technically he is an NBA vet now. And he's been there, done that. His grind to where he is now is incredible. Undrafted, as you mentioned, you know, was found in the summer league. Came in to San Antonio as a rookie. Was where that year he was forced to play point guard because the DeJounte Murray injury. Made his way through the Spurs developmental process. Why do I look at that, Michael, and say, you know what? That's a good example for this young Spurs squad.
Exactly. That's exactly it right there, because, you know, he shows to those not only on the Spurs roster towards the end of the bench, but also those in the Austin Spurs system or who are being sent down there, that it is possible to live out your dream. It is possible to win a title. It is possible to make NBA money and play significant minutes on an NBA team. I think it's. I go back in time and I look at it. You know, he played for two different universities in college. And was undrafted, latched onto the Spurs in the summer league, as you said. And when he comes back and says, oh, well, San Antonio is my second home, I believe it. Like, I believe it. It's just seeing the interviews that he's been doing, hearing what he has to say, and then going back and going, wait a minute, the Spurs are the team that gave him the chance. And he went with it and he ran with it. And so, yeah, this is a second home to him. And I just hope that the Spurs utilize him in a way that is appropriate. My issue with him, and you mentioned DeJounte Murray's injury, and that was one of the reasons why he played so many minutes back in the day. But I don't want to see him doing that 28 minutes a game, 25 minutes a game that he did the last two seasons he played with the Spurs. I think an ideal spot for him would be to take over the Patty Mills type of role, where he's coming in somewhere between 16 and 20 minutes a game, and just see, can he light it up? Right. Can he light it up? Is he feeling it tonight? And if he's not, park him back on the bench. But when he's on, he is on. And I mean, you take a look at his stats this past season, 45% from three. You kidding me? Yeah. You know, it wasn't a small sample size. He had a career best from 3-point line. And it's what the Spurs need. Now, defensively, he is a liability. But then again, so was Patty Mills. Patty Mills, I hate to say that for a lot of Patty Mills fans. I'm a big Patty Mills fan myself. But the fact of the matter is that when he was in the game, if he was feeling it, cooking it, you wanted him in the game a lot longer. But when he wasn't, it was time to get him off, because defensively he was a liability. And is the shooting going to be a pro that outweighs the con? That's what we got to figure out with these types of players. But man, bringing Forbes back with the corporate knowledge that he has from the past and the knowledge that he brings from the Bucks, it was the right move. It was the absolute right move.
Doctor created, doctor recommended. Works up to 7 days per use. I'm talking about Sweat Block. Dry shirt guaranteed. If Sweat Block doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. Featured and tested on The Rachel Ray Show by firefighters, and it's a bestseller at Amazon for the past 10 years. Over 13,000 reviews. Manufactured in the US of A. Again, sweatblock.com. Where would you want to wear? It's your little secret to confidence. Look, if you have excessive sweating, this is a must-have for everyone's toiletry bag, whether it's a big presentation, a hot date, everybody can benefit. Look, there are a few things that are a little uncomfortable to talk about. One of them is excessive sweating. That's why you have sweat block on your side. If you or someone you love is dealing with this, you have to check out Sweatblock. Get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com with the promo code LOCKEDON at Amazon or at CVS. And look, I've been using it the past couple days. It's working great. It really keeps me dry. It's something that everybody should get. Once again, 20% off at sweatblock.com. Promo code is LOCKEDON. I'm glad you brought up that 3-point percentage from last season, 45%. That ranked fourth in the NBA. Now, it helps when you have a guy named Giannis Antetokounmpo on your teammate. That definitely creates some space for you to look some clean shots at that rim. But he's going to have something similar in San Antonio. A lot of slashers. Lonnie Walker, DeJounte Murray, Keldon Johnson. You think that is going to be a big key for Forbes seeing that rim wide open for him?
Well, I look at it the other way. His presence on the court might actually be something that's more beneficial for a Keldon Johnson, for a Lonnie Walker, to open up the lanes for them. So, yeah, I can see how it can be that relationship where Forbes can feed off the slashers. I get that. But I think a lot of what Forbes is bringing to the team might not even show up on the box score. It might just be something where he, you know, Keldon is not going to be double teamed down low. It might be something because Keldon might be undersized in many matchups this season. And you got to give him more room to operate. And by having that shooter there, someone who can shoot 45% from three, and then let's say that you have McDermott on the other side, you've got two snipers on both sides, it's going to open things up offensively for a lot of the young guys. And it might open it up for like a Lonnie Walker to be able to take it to the hole. And so I think what he's going to be doing, like I said, we have to take a look at the entire scope of his play. It might be where he scores 15, 18 points because he knocked down 4, 5, or 6 three-pointers, but it could be that just his presence there open things up for everyone else.
Right. Let's look at what he did in Milwaukee. So just kind of the nuts and bolts, 10 points per game, 1.6 rebounds in about 19 minutes per game. And of course, we highlighted his 3-point shooting. Is that kind of ideal, what you want to see production-wise from Forbes this upcoming season?
That is ideal. The number of minutes that's there, the number of shot attempts, I think everything is ideal. I'm not expecting him to be 45.3% again, but if he's 38 plus, he's doing his job.
Yeah. Yeah. You look at Bryn Forbes. And one thing that I noticed though, that he said during his interview with the Spurs that they released was that he has familiarity with DeJounte Murray, Lonnie Walker, Jakob Poeltl. I think that's going to bode well for this team next season, but you know, we got to dive into this, Michael. Some Spurs fans are a little sour on this signing. Why shouldn't they be sour? Why should they be? You know what? This was actually a smart move.
Because the player that he was when he left isn't the player that is here with the team now. I mean, he is different. And I think that, you know, sometimes by going from just playing for one team and knowing one way of playing and having only one way of being coached, and going off and having experience someplace else is a very, very big deal. You know, I kind of liken it to people who should move out of their hometown for at least a couple of years so they can grow as a person, grow as a professional. Because when you stay at home the entire time, it might actually be detrimental towards your growth. And I see him going elsewhere and not only winning the title over there, but playing significant minutes, playing with other superstars, playing in a relatively different system. I mean, I know there's a lot of coaching, a lot of Spurs coaching trees out there in Milwaukee, but the fact of the matter is that it is a different experience because it's not the same. But there was at least some familiarity, I guess you could say.
Right.
But when I look at it, he's not the same player. It's kind of like, you know, when your kids go off to college, who they were when they left, who they are when they come back is different because they had different experiences. So I understand Spurs fans being frustrated by it because he was playing too many minutes. He was a defensive liability. He was kind of taking the minutes from the young guys back in the day. So I'm perfectly fine with this signing if he's going to be, as I said, that Patty Mills type of player, that 16 to 22 minute a game player, because he can light it up, man. And he's different. Okay. Keldon Johnson is different because he won a gold medal, right? He went through an experience that made him better. And I think that Bryn Forbes has had that experience as well.
Yeah. And you look, he's going to slide right in easily. There's going to be no Spurs learning curve whatsoever. He's familiar with the system. He knows what Pop likes and doesn't like. He knows what his new teammates like, where they like the ball, you know, where he wants to spot up, where they can find him if they're breaking down defenses. You know, it's such a symbiotic relationship that I think this meshes well. And it's a very smart thing the Spurs did. Here's a guy who's familiar with the system. He's a knockdown three-point shooter, can open the lanes for this young Spurs team, and he brings in some championship pedigree. And I'm pretty sure when he does get his Bucks title ring, he's going to show it off to the young guys, and hopefully he'll give them some motivation to get over that hump and push the Spurs team back to being at the top of the heap in the NBA. We are talking with Michael Jimenez. He is co-host of the Sunday Sports Girl and the Fantasy Gods. You can listen to that on San Antonio's, SA Sports Star soon. When is Fantasy Gods coming back? Is that back already or it's coming back?
It's coming back this Sunday. So we're going to unveil it. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to be going from 11 to 12 this Sunday, and then after that we'll do a Sunday Sports Grill type of show. So it'll be fantasy the first hour, and then just basically sports talk radio thereafter.
How many leagues are you in?
I counted five.
Ooh, can you manage five?
I had a turn. Well, I'm not managing all of them.
Okay.
I'm not managing all of them. So basically, I am managing the station. So it's interesting to be in. It's the first time I've ever been in one with like Rob Thompson and Jason Minix and Rudy J and Jason and James Pledger, all of those guys. I haven't had that experience yet, but I'm running that one. So it's going to be kind of like we're all talking trash to each other. We haven't had the draft yet. I'm going to run a listener league as well. So for those of you who are interested, can you beat the fantasy god? So we'll have those drafts going to be coming up, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. So everyone follow me on Twitter, DM me if you want in. Mm-hmm. And then I've got the one I've been in for 20 years, and I have a couple of others with some friends. So, yeah, five. I'm probably going to draft every player in the league when it's all said and done. We have five teams.
If you want to get in with Michael, follow him on Twitter at 210FantasyGuy. Just a little bit more about Bryn Forbes. We're going to some Spurs news and notes. Look at that video that the Spurs shared with him. He looks like he bulked up a bit. Yeah, he has a little bit more size now, which I like. And I also think that if you're looking at the Spurs and Bryn Forbes, the three-point shooting we touched on, but it almost feels like the city is welcoming back their son, welcoming back one of their own. And it's in a city where family is first. I mean, the Spurs push that a lot. It's good to see that they brought back a familiar face, and he'll be in the community. And speaking of the community, he was even at a sneaker convention recently this weekend with Keldon Johnson, taking pictures with fans, picking up some new gear to wear. And Spurs fans in the video, we can see at Kens5.com/Spurs, they're welcoming him back. They're saying, hey, welcome back. Congratulations, Bryn, on winning the title. You know, good to have you back, Bryn. I like that. I like that community feel. Final thoughts on Bryn Forbes as we transition some Spurs and some Spurs news and notes, Michael.
My final thoughts is that someone's got to need to shoot the ball. You know, there's no DeMar DeRozan anymore. There's no Rudy Gay. That is 20 to 25 shots a game that someone's got to take. And, you know, Bryn Forbes having somebody who can light it up, who shot 45% from three last year, that's not a bad option. So I think Spurs fans should be happy that he's back. And you mentioned him bulking up. He was already bulking up before he left the Spurs.
Yes, good point.
I believe he was doing boxing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he's a beefier 6'2 kind of guy. And it's going to be interesting if they're going to play him more on the two or the one. I hope it's more of the one because I'd like to see Trey Jones play a little bit more of that backup role.
Celebrate the freedom of choice with Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone, whether it be coconut, orange, strawberry, cookies and cream, German chocolate. There's literally so many flavors you can choose from. And if you cannot pick your favorite flavors, well, Built Box has for you the mixed box. You'll get two of each of the nine flavors. Look, not only do Built Bar flavors are some of the best tasting around, they are healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today. Get yourself the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to Built.com. Get yourself 15% off your order. And that's 15% off at Built.com. It's that time of year again when all eyes are returning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website right now, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and get yourself a 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champs, Buccaneers, and Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up using promo code NFL100. Once again, you can get your wager if you lose up to $25 for new customers, promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action right now. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait and take advantage of the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts, use promo code LOCKEDON.
I know I said final thoughts, but it's something that just clicked in my head. I guess I got to ask you before we transition. Is he part of that crunch time unit if the Spurs are in a fight with a team? It's the Spurs are down by 3-5 points. There's about 5 minutes left on the game clock. Is Bryn Forbes going to be part of that closing unit?
Down 2 or 3 points, most definitely. Up 2 or 3 points, probably not.
Interesting. You don't think he'd be kind of a steadying force for the team on the court?
No, it's just more of the whole defensive side of the ball. He kind of gets taken off the dribble pretty easily at times. Mm-hmm. If the Spurs are trying to protect a lead, he's not going to be that guy for you. But if the Spurs are trying to catch up, he's going to be one of those players helping you get there. I'm super excited and fascinated by having Bryn Forbes and McDermott there on the floor at the same time.
1-2 punch.
You throw in a Derek White and a Lonnie Walker, and all of a sudden, we go from a team that's not really good at 3-point shooting to having four shooters out there. So I'm cautiously optimistic about this team this year because I know that every rag out there, every news rag, every news station, is basically saying the Spurs are going to be one of the two or three worst teams in the league, and that's very possible. I mean, because the West is so stacked.
Exactly.
But what wins in this league is 3-point shooting. And the Spurs suddenly have 3-point shooters. So let's see what's going on. And you know what? If things aren't working by the rodeo road trip, then let's just tank away at that point. But let's give this team a chance. And the Spurs have shooters. And that's not only those guys, Devin Vassell can knock down some threes.
Yep.
The Spurs younger, the Spurs finally got some shooters. So it's going to be fun to watch.
I feel like a broken record right now. Okay, one more thing before we get away from this. Do you think his return impacts Trey Jones?
Unfortunately, yes, but yeah, I don't know if Trey Jones is ready yet. He had a great Las Vegas run. I know he didn't make one of the top two Las Vegas teams out there. Yeah, but man, he did a fantastic job out there, and he basically showed that he belongs, you know, on the varsity team, not in Austin. He belongs on the Spurs bench, but Bryn Forbes, you know, he is capable of running the one and the two. You know, at his height, you know, it's one of those things where it kind of forces him sometimes to play one because you can be outsized dramatically at the two spot. But it is going to impact it. It's sad to say, but then you never know because the Spurs typically have injuries throughout the years. Derek White, has had a lot of injuries the past couple of seasons.
COVID may come back again.
Exactly. So it's good to have some handles out there. And the Spurs, it's interesting because you take a look at the Spurs roster. They have certain strengths out there that they haven't had in a long, long time beyond the three-point shooting. Just who can bring the ball up the court. You know, that just something as basic as that. And, mm-hmm. you know, no DeMar DeRozan, no Patty Mills, no Rudy Gay. Someone's got to shoot the ball. And I think that you're going to see the Spurs throw a lot more three-point attempts out at the rim compared to seasons past, because that's what McDermott does. That's what Bryn Forbes does. That's what Vassell does. So it's all fascinating because right now we're just looking at it from a stats perspective. And if you were to look at it from like an analytics perspective, the Spurs did a really good job this offseason analytically, but you don't play analytics, right? You had to play it on the court. So we don't know what's out there. Are the Spurs going to be the second or third worst team in the West? Maybe. Are they going to be fighting for a 7 to 10 spot in the West and fighting for a playoff spot? That's also a maybe.
Briefly, in five career seasons, Forbes has made 584 three-pointers while shooting 41% from the three-point line. He is only 10 players in the league to have hit more threes while shooting at least 40% from beyond the three-point line. And for those Jersey fans out there, he will wear number 7. Not number 11, because Primo he's wearing number 7. Primo took 11. So now Forbes is wearing number 7. Lucky number 7, though, Michael.
Yeah, I did not know that. I don't even know what he signed for. What are the details of his contract? Do we know yet?
No, the Spurs did not release terms of the contract, but I think that was a 2-year deal. I read that somewhere. Yeah, you're above. Fine. I'm pretty sure a Spurs fan is in here right now. We'll tweet Michael at 210 Fantasy God or myself at Jeff G Spurs. So that's Ken's 5. Excuse me. I'm still. You had a change in SA Sports Star. I'm still getting used to my new home. Ken's 5. At Jeff G Ken's 5. To let us know if you know the details of Bryn Forbes' new deal. Let's get into some Spurs news and notes here, Michael, before I let you go. So, in an interview with ESPN, rookie Jock Landale says he always idolized the Spurs and said that when he found out that he'd be joining San Antonio, Patty Mills did not say a word to him, even though they're on the same team, Team Australia. Eventually, Patty Mills did kind of come around and joke with him. But your thoughts on the rookie, Landale, do you think he'll crack that big man rotation?
It's going to be dependent on what's going to happen to Drew Eubanks, because this what two or three roster spots that are mm-hmm. too many. So they're gonna have to get rid of somebody. Eubanks's contract is not fully guaranteed. So because of that, if there's no Eubanks, then I think Jock will actually make the roster and be playing some relatively significant minutes. But if Eubanks is still there, if they get rid of two other players and they keep Poeltl, Eubanks, and Jock at the same time, I think it's going to take a while for Jock to get acclimated to the team. I think that he has potentially a higher upside compared to Eubanks, but it takes a while to learn the Spurs system. But when you talked about how he mentioned that he was a big Spurs fan, mm-hmm. McDermott also said the same thing. And you got to understand that. You got to understand that these teams, these players, grew up liking teams that were winning. Right. You know, LeBron has always said that he's a Yankees fan. He was a Cowboys fan. And he basically cheered for every team that won titles. Right. Mm-hmm. So though the Spurs may not be, you know, I think that the Spurs popularity for people of that age of the 18 to 30 range, I think the Spurs popularity might be understated because these players grew up watching that team play. I mean, they had to. Spurs won 5 titles. They made several runs at it. Yeah. So to hear him say that, I believe it. And especially because Patty Mills played on this team.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Spurs and Patty, you know, are synonymous back in Australia. Now it's going to be Brooklyn, but you know, for 10 seasons, it was Spurs and Patty. And so, yeah, I mean, you can't, you know, you kind of get where Landale's coming from. You know, that's all he grew up with, seeing Patty in the Spurs uniform, winning a title in 2014. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think the wild card, though, in a good way for Landale as far as cracking the rotation is the fact that he can hit the outside shot. Pirtle can't, Eubanks can't. Although Eubanks is working on it in the offseason. She's definitely sharing video of him knocking down threes in the middies, but Landale does it in games, though.
Right. And it's funny seeing that Drew Eubanks video because, you know, some of it's edited and it's showing him kind of going around screens and trying to knock down some threes. The stroke looks okay. His posture, his feet look a little bit strange because it's like his knees go off to the side a little bit. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you have to evolve and he's fighting for a spot yet again. And I know that we were getting those cryptic tweets and whatnot from Eubanks over the offseason. But at least he's trying, man. At least he's trying to develop his game because a lot of players don't do that. You know, they try to go with what's worked along the way, but at least he's trying to expand his game. And I'm not looking for him to be somebody who's going to be shooting, you know, three or four threes a game. It'd be nice if he had one attempt a game because he was forced to with a shot clock going down and he'd have the confidence to try to knock it down. That would be cool.
Another Spurs big that is showing that he has a 3-point shooting touch is Luka Šamanić. He's been sharing quite the amount of videos of him in the gym. We'll see if that helps and with him cracking the rotation. But I think, Michael, that is for another Locked On Spurs and his Luka Šamanić. Continuing on with some more Spurs news and notes that you may have missed. Michael, I'm waiting for the day where I find out, or let me say find out, I listen to, you know, some music. And I look at the liner notes or look at the, you know, the amount of tracks on there. And I see one dedicated to Michael Jimenez. Because that's exactly what happened for Spurs icon Tim Duncan in a new rap album by Blazers Damian Lillard. It features a song in tribute to Timmy D titled Him Duncan. These players, they still don't forget what Duncan meant to the game, do they?
I did not even know that. That's pretty amazing. So is Dame actually performing or is this somebody that...
No, it's him.
It's him. Wow. Yeah.
He's an actual, you know, rapper and not a bad one as well. It's his new rap album, you know, and in there as well, you know, there's a track dedicated to Kobe Bryant and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, Timmy has got the hat tip from Dame Lillard in his latest rap album. But he's not the first Spur to get a call out. I think Drake did it for Manu Ginobili. You can't forget Tony Parker's venture into the rap world. Yeah. Michael, Balanced Toi.
Yeah. Didn't Jay-Z one time mention Van Exel?
So, I think so, yeah.
Is he crazy in love song with Beyonce? No, that's fascinating because, you know, I think that Tim doesn't get the respect that a lot of great players get from a fan perspective. But I think from a player's perspective, if you just Google or go on YouTube and search Tim Duncan memories or Tim Duncan trash talk or something like that, you'll see some great videos with Steven Jackson, Kevin Garnett, even Kobe Bryant, where they're talking about what it was like to play against Tim Duncan. And every single one of them just revere him. Mm-hmm. And so he may not get that ultimate respect from, you know, fans in other parts of the country. But from a player's perspective, I think he's beloved. Absolutely. And I think he's somebody that is with the utmost respect because, you know, we go in these conversations about who's the GOAT. Is it Jordan? Is it, you know, is it LeBron? Is it whomever? Personal opinion, I think it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but that's a different story for a different day. But you take a look at it, Tim Duncan to me is in the top five. And I put Tim Duncan over a Kobe Bryant. I put Tim Duncan over a lot of people because, you know, this, you know, we talk about these eras, these dynasties that were out there. The Spurs may not have had a dynasty because, you know, I guess a lot of people say that it has to be a back-to-back type of championship seasons to be considered a dynasty. Spurs may not have had a dynasty, but the Spurs definitely had an era. And that was a two-decade-long era. And Tim Duncan is just somebody who is just, if NBA GMs could create like a Kelly LeBrock version of Weird Science of a basketball player for a big,
right,
it would be Tim Duncan.
Absolutely.
Tim Duncan would walk out of that closet. He is the ideal big man, not only for today's game, but for yesterday's game as well. And it's so amazing to go back and look at those highlights and relive those glory days. It's so amazing what Spurs fans got to watch him day in and day out for basically two decades. And so to see Dame Lillard go out there and rap about him or mention him, I think it just speaks to the respect that he gets from players that are still in the league.
Michael, I shared with you the link there. You can check it out yourself.
Yeah.
Right here on this thing. You can check it out, click on it, see exactly what Lillard had to say. And finally, in other Spurs news and notes, Michael, I need you to pretend like you're shocked right now. I need you to pretend like, oh my God, no way ESPN would do this. Well, ESPN released their preseason power rankings or slash offseason power rankings. And San Antonio came in at number 23. They've got them as a 23rd best team in the league. Agree or disagree, Michael?
You know what? That's like the friendliest thing that has been done for the Spurs in the past 18 months or so. Because if you had told me Vegas thinks it's like 26, right?
Yeah.
So at least they're giving a little bit of respect. I did notice in that article they were talking about how they liked the Spurs free agency pickups with McDermott and Ben Forbes and Collins and all the different players that the Spurs went after and got. I think that the Spurs are right now better situated for today's game compared to last season. It's kind of weird because, you know, we're getting rid of a DeMar DeRozan, who's a really good player. And, you know, sometimes it's addition by subtraction. Do I think the Spurs got disrespected? No, I think that's a really good jumping off point, because that shows that the Spurs did make some moves, and it shows that they are kind of the halfway point between being a top three lottery team or a potential playoff team. So it can go in either direction. So I'm not really, I don't feel that the Spurs are being disrespected by being listed 23rd.
Yeah, you can't blame ESPN for ranking them low. You know, you mentioned DeMar DeRozan. You know, he exited. That's your closer. That's your primary facilitator. That was your primary scorer. Gone. You mentioned stabilizing forces, Rudy Gay, Patty Mills. They're gone. And these are a lot of unproven guys. You know, we're going to see exactly what they're going to be made of very, very fast, because the schedule was not very kind to San Antonio to start the new season. But we're going to see what this team is made of very fast, aren't we, Michael?
We are. And like I said, the sad thing about it all is that because there's so many new pieces, that it might take a while for the Spurs to gel. And it might be mid-December, early part of January, before we finally see what this team is actually made of. I know in past seasons, this past season, you know, the Spurs start off hot. And we start thinking to ourselves, well, they have a chance to do this, that, and the other. You have to have a larger sample size. And that sample size is probably 25 games or so. And when you look at games 21 through 25, you'll know what the Spurs are made of, because you'll see the trajectory that they're going in. So we have to, you know, not be so disappointed if the Spurs start off losing. At the same time, we cannot be so overly confident if the Spurs start winning early on. It's going to be a process, and it's just what are the Spurs looking like entering the rodeo road trip? That's what I'm more focused on. And a lot of it's going to be, can the Spurs stay healthy? Can the Spurs shooters keep lighting it up the way that they have? Can McDermott do that? Can Vassell? Can Bryn Forbes? Can Lonnie Walker take it to another level? Can DeJounte Murray? Can Derek White stay healthy? There's so many ifs on this team that, in order for the Spurs to make the playoffs, I'd hate to say it this way, a lot of these things have to fall into place, because I think if one or two of those things don't, the Spurs are going to be in for a very long season.
Absolutely. Yeah. So no shock. And I think the majority of Spurs fans were not shocked when the rankings were released, and you get it. You get why they're so low. But yeah, you brought up a good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah, 23, a lot better than some other soothsayers in the sports world are saying about the upcoming season. So yeah, hopefully the Spurs will turn things around. By the way, did you put you take the over or the under on the Vegas? Was it 28.5? Yeah, did you? I know we talked about this before, but have you thought about it yet? You think it's still a sucker bet?
It's a painful bet because the Spurs, as we've said before, you know, three times in their history have gone under 28.5, and twice it was because they were tanking. And I'm talking about the Spurs tanking if they're not getting their act in order by the rodeo road trip. the Spurs would really need to be in tank mode and not get 28.5 wins. Wow, that's so devastating. I remember when the Spurs got David Robinson, they were 26-56. Yeah. And that season was horrific. Yeah. And was to brutal. Say that a Spurs team right now is going to be that bad with this roster, with this young core, finally being able to do what they can do and not having a DeRozan or a Gay or a Mills eating up all the minutes and all the shots. I have a hard time believing the Spurs aren't going to hit 28. I don't think they're going to go beyond 34. I think right now, as things are, unless leaps are made by certain players, I think that 34 is kind of where they're at. But, you know, Keldon takes a leap.
Yeah.
DeJounte Murray takes a leap.
Devin,
Derek White, Devin, yeah. Vassell. Now we're looking at a 500 team, and you know, once you're in the tournament, you're in the tournament.
Exactly. Although there's still a part of me thinks like, do you really have to make the play-in tournament, Spurs? You don't have to next season. Top 10 pick. Crossing fingers. I mean, I don't know. Unless you have something different. I mean, I hope they get into the top 10 next season.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against it. You know, and how we've been talking about this upcoming season. One name that was never brought up was Joshua Primo. I mean, we talked about him early on, just about how he was a surprise draft pick. But obviously, none of us are expecting him to be part of the rebuild this season.
Yeah, he is Michael Jimenez. Follow him on Twitter at 210 Fantasy God. He's also the co-host of the Sunday Sports Grill on San Antonio Sports Star. So you can listen to Sundays 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And he's the co-host of the Fantasy Gods. That is back, baby. Michael, yes, tell everybody why they should be tuning in.
You know, Brandon Medina and I are the two Fantasy Gods from last season. We're coming back, and Quinn Hudson's coming for the ride as well. But Brandon and I, man, we gave out such great advice last fantasy season. I mean, when it came to daily fantasy, to betting spreads and things like that, we had an accuracy there that was super high. We were like over 70% on spreads. We were some of the teams that we told people to draft when it came to the daily fantasy finished in the top 1 percentile. We were on fire last season. It's fun. It's interactive. People can call in, can reach out to us on the SA Sports Stars YouTube page or Facebook page and ask us our fantasy questions. We tell you who you should be sitting, who you should be starting, some flyers, you know, if you have a player that gets injured. It's so much fun, and it's such a fast show. It's an hour long, but man, it feels like it was only a 5-minute long show because we have so many people calling in. So we're super excited. It comes back this week, and we'll give some advice when it comes to the drafts, if you haven't had them yet.
That is another reason why you should follow Michael on Twitter at 210 Fantasy Guide. And subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast. Google Play, Stitcher, Odyssey app. Tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Spurs. It is that easily accessible to you. And you might as well. You know, Michael's on this episode. He's on other episodes. Mm-hmm. Catch up on all the other episodes he's been on right here on Locked On Spurs. Michael, I hope we get back to you in that regular rotation here on Locked On Spurs.
Oh, I missed it. This has been fun. I always enjoy it.
Yeah, all right. So, for Michael, the Fantasy God Jimenez, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.